愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习教会的蓝图。
This morning, I would like to share with you the blueprint of the church.
好，我们先来看历代志上二十八章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上二十八章。
First Chronicles chapter 28.
二十八章的十一节
，Chapter 28, verse 11. Then David gave to his son Solomon the plan of the porch of the temple, its buildings, its storehouses, its upper rooms, its inner rooms, and the room for the atoning cover.
好，十二节
，verse 12. And the plan of all that he had in mind for the courtyards of the house of the Lord, and for all the surrounding rooms.For the storehouses of the house of God, and for the storehouses of the dedicated things.
好，这是看十九节。
Verse 19. All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, all the details of this pattern.
大卫死以前他对他的儿子所罗门有一个非常重要的交代。
Before David passed away,he instructed his son Solomon something very important.
就是要为神来建造圣殿。
Which is to build a temple for God.
这个是大卫要死以前一个没有完成的心愿。
This was something that David could not accomplish before his death.
那所罗门一生里面做的最有意义的一件事情就是建造圣殿。
So the most meaningful thing that Solomon did in his life was to build the temple.
那个圣殿今天对我们来讲什么意思？
So what is the temple to us today?
旧约时代神住在两个地方。
In the Old Testament, God dwelt in two places.
第一个神住在天上。
First, God dwelt in heaven.
非常荣耀的地方。
It's a very glorious place.
第二个神住在会幕里面。
And second, God dwelt in the tabernacle.
所以以色列百姓在旷野四十年，虽然很辛苦，但是恩典用不完。
And so, even though the Israelites were in the wilderness, they had a lot of grace.
因为神住在会幕与他们同在。
Because God dwelt in the tabernacle, which was among them.
那在新约时代，神还是住在两个地方。
In the New Testament, God also dwells in two places.
第一个，神住在天上，没有改变。
First, God continues to dwell in heaven.
第二个，神住在教会里面。
And second, God dwells in the church.
所以圣经说，教会是充满万有者所充满的。
And so the Bible says that the church is the fullness of Him who fills all in all.
有什么能够充满万有呢？
What can fill everything?
你到哪里都有他。
You go anywhere, He is there.
只有一个就是神。
There is only one, which is God.
那教会就是神充满的地方。
And so God is, the church is the fullness of God.
所以如果我们来建造教会。
And so if we build up the church.
神与我们同在。
And God is among us.
有时候虽然生活很困难。
Sometimes even though our lives are very difficult.
但是你回头过来看一生恩典用不完。
But when we look back on our lives, we have too many blessings.
因为神在教会里面与我们同在。
Because God is with us in the church.
好，那所罗门很年轻啊。
Solomon was very young.
你建造圣殿要怎么盖？
So how was he going to build this temple?
所以大卫就只是一个蓝图，告诉他圣殿要怎么盖。
So David gave him a blueprint to instruct him how to build the temple.
那大卫这个蓝图不是他自己想出来的。
And David's blueprint was not from his own mind.
我们看他的蓝图是从哪里来。
Where did he get this blueprint from?
这个十一节讲大卫将怎么盖啊？指示他所罗门。
In verse 11, it says that David gave to his son Solomon the plan.
好，那十二节。
In verse 12.
又将被圣灵感动所得的样式然后都指示他。
So he gave the plan to Solomon, which was from the movement of the Holy Spirit.
到十九节。
And then verse 19.
说这一切工作的样式是神用手指头画出来的。
He says, "All this," said David, "the Lord made me understand in writing by His hand upon me."
哦，所以原来啊，盖圣殿，神住的地方，是神亲自画一个图给大卫看。
And so this, the temple where God was to dwell, it was God Himself who made this blueprint for David.
然后大卫就把这个蓝图讲得很清楚，告诉他儿子就是要这样盖。
And David gave this blueprint very clearly to his son Solomon.
哦，所以神住的地方要照神的蓝图来盖。
And so where God is to dwell, you have to build it according to God's plan.
哦，那有时候神画的图哦，这是属灵的人看不懂。
And the plan that God draws is spiritual and something that humans cannot understand.
哦，所以前面在讲圣灵感动哦，这要寻神的灵感动。
So this requires the movement of the Holy Spirit.
啊，神的灵一感动，那神的手指头画出来是什么意思？你就看很清楚，因为神的灵在感动我们。
So when the Spirit of God moves us, then we will clearly understand God's plan.
啊，那为什么这个这么重要
？And why is this so important?
啊，如果我们再看啊，历代，历代志上啊。
So First Chronicles.
啊，是的，志下，列代志下。
Second.
第五章。
Second Chronicles chapter 5.
啊，第七章，列代志下第七章。
Second Chronicles chapter 7.
啊，第七章的第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
列代志下第七章第一节，请。
Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1. Now when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house.
啊，这个地方讲哈，他们在献殿。
And so they were here, they were dedicating the temple.
哦，那所罗门祷告完了，神的荣光就充满着圣殿。
When Solomon had finished praying, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
那第二节。
Verse 2. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house.
哦，所以啊。连祭司都没有办法进去，神的荣光充满圣殿。
And so even the priests could not enter because the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
没有人看过神啊。
Nobody has seen God.
但是当神降临在这个圣殿里面，荣光大家都看得到。
But when the glory of God is in the temple, everybody can see its glory.
那大家看到神的荣光，马上对神有一个很大的改变。
And when people see the glory of God, they have a change in their attitude.
好，所以我们看第三节。
And so verse 3, all the sons of Israel, seeing the fire come down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, bowed down on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshipped and gave praise to the Lord, saying, "Certainly He is good; certainly His faithfulness is everlasting."
哦，他看见神的荣光在殿上的时候，大家就匍匐在地来称谢神。
And so, when everybody saw the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed down and praised the Lord.
哦，那旧约时代的圣殿是物质的。
The temple in the Old Testament was physical.
啊，那我们今天新约时代的教会是属灵的。
In the New Testament, the church is spiritual.
哦。你看，美国现在有差不多30间教会跟祈祷所。
In the United States, we have about 30 churches and houses of prayer.
每一间教会样式都不一样，会堂每一天会堂样式都不一样。
Every chapel looks different.
你包括我们 Sacramento， 你现在这一间会堂跟我们要搬过去的会堂样式也不一样。
Just like here in Sacramento, this old chapel looks different from the new chapel.
那为什么会不一样
？And why is that？
因为蓝图画的不一样。
Because the blueprints are different.
哦，所以盖出来的就不一样。
And so when you build it, the building will come out different.
但是教会不是会堂。
But the church is not the chapel.
那教会是什么
？What is the church?
教会是坐在会堂里面聚会的这一群人。
The church are the people or the congregation inside the chapel.
它是。主耶稣的宝血所洁净的。
They are those who are sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以教会的荣耀 不是会堂，不是物质。
So the glory of the church is not the physical building.
教会的荣耀是属灵的。
The glory of the church is spiritual.
这一群信徒有神充满在他们当中。
The glory is that this group of believers has the Lord among them.
那这就是教会的荣耀。
This is the glory of the church.
那如果神充满在我们当中，
If God fills us,
我们每一个人就会体会到很多神的恩典，因为神就在我们当中。
Then every one of us will experience the grace of God because God is among us.
所以我们要建设教会啊，需要有一个属灵的蓝图。
So when we build up the church, we need a spiritual blueprint.
比方说我们在湾区啊，如果跟Sacramento 算在一起啊，有四间教会。
So in the Bay Area plus Sacramento, we have four churches.
你到每一个教会去哈，文化不太一样，传统也不太一样。
If you go, each church has different cultures and traditions.
你包括美国三十间教会，你到处去，每一间教会文化、传统都不太一样。
There are different cultures and traditions in all 30 churches in the U.S.
那为什么同一个教会里面的文化跟传统会不太一样？
And why is it that in the same church there are different cultures and traditions?
主要原因就是我们对教会的蓝图，我们可能了解不一样。
The reason may be that we have each has a different understanding of the blueprint of the church.
那这一群人在一起，那这个教会要把它盖成什么样式？这个大家了解不太一样。
And so a group of people who are here, we have a different understanding of how the church should be built up.
甚至有的人不知道圣经里面有教会的蓝图。
And some people do not even know that in the Bible, it contains the blueprint of the church.
如果我们不知道圣经有教会的蓝图，社会的文化就会进来。
If we do not know about the blueprint of the church in the Bible, then we will bring the cultures of the world inside the church.
你就发现教会跟社会差不多。
And then you'll find that the church and society are no different.
但是如果我们知道这个蓝图哦，你照这个蓝图来盖教会，教会就会非常不一样。
But if we follow the blueprint that is recorded in the Bible, then church will be different.
因为社会是属世的，教会是属天的。
Because society is of the world, but the church is of heaven.
社会的魔鬼是这个世界的王是魔鬼，教会的王是神。
The king of the world is Satan, but the king of the church is God.
所以这应该是非常不一样的。
So it should be very different.
好，那教会的蓝图有好几个，我想用几次跟大家一起来学习。
And so there are many blueprints of the church. I would like to share some with you.
第一个，教会是神的家。
First, the church is the household of God.
我们现在来看以弗所书的第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章的十九节
Chapter 2, verse 19. Verse 19. So then, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
这个地方讲啊，你们不再做外人和客旅。
It says here that you are no longer strangers and foreigners.
好，那我们现在有一个改变哦。我们是与圣徒同国，是神家里面的人。
But now we have changed. Now we are fellow citizens with the saints.
到底为什么我们会这样改变？
How did we change?
如果我们看十八节。
If we read verse 18, for through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father.
这个十八节就是指着救恩。
So verse 18 refers to salvation.
我们借着主耶稣的宝血。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
这里讲两下被圣灵感动，能够进到神面前。
We both have our access in one spirit to the Father.
那这个神就是我们的父亲了。
So God is our Father.
那我们一旦进到神面前，我们就不是外人，不是客旅，我们现在是神家里面的人。
When we come in front of God, we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but members of the household of God.
所以，我们每一个人有两个父亲。
So each of us have two fathers.
一个是生我们父母啊，那个父亲、父母亲。
One is our earthly father.
那他的家庭就是我们的家庭。
And so his house is our house.
那另外一个，我们的天父。
The second father is our heavenly father.
那这个神的家就是天父的家。
And so God's house is the house of the heavenly father.
那天父的家就是我们的家。
So the house of the heavenly father is also our house.
所以信耶稣以后，我们有一个很大的改变。
So after we believe in Jesus, there is a great transformation.
除了我自己的家庭之外，
besides my own household,
我还有一个大家庭。
I have an even bigger household.
这个就是教会，
which is the church.
所以比方说我们 Sacramento 教会大概100个人。
So in Sacramento Church, there are about 100 members.
100个人，你如果去算算哈，以前那个 director 100个人，大约是40-50个家庭。
So 100 members is about 40 families.
50个家庭组成的。
Or it was built up by 40 or 50 families.
所以我们现在受洗以后，就是属于这个教会的大家庭。
So after baptism, we now belong to this big family in Christ.
所以我们为什么叫做弟兄姐妹？
So why do we call each other brothers and sisters?
也不是同一个原生家庭，怎么会变成弟兄姐妹？
We were not born of the same household. Why do we call each other brothers and sisters?
因为我们有同一个父亲。
Because we have the same father.
就是我们天上的神。
Which is our God in heaven.
所以我们叫做弟兄姐妹。
Which is why we are brothers and sisters.
那如果教会是神的家。
And if the church is the household of God,
那我们想想看哦，一个家庭哦，最重要的因素是什么？
What is the most important?
最重要的这个因素哦，是什么
？What is most important about this house?
一个家庭哦，最重要的因素就是爱。
The most important attribute is love.
所以为什么每个人哦，你看学生上完课就要回家。
So, when students when they are finished with school, they go home.
你到公司上完班很辛苦很疲倦，还是想回家。
After a day of work, you may be very tired and you wish to go home.
你不论到风景多美的地方去，走了一趟，到最后最好还是回家。
You go on a trip, no matter how beautiful the scenery, at the end, you hope to go home.
如果一个人没有家可以回，或者不想回家，那这就可怜了。
If a person does not have a home to go to, or they do not wish to go home, then that is very pitiful.
但是即使我们原生家庭不是很幸福，我们现在有一个大家庭可以回。
But even if our original families are not very blessed, we have a big family to go back to.
那这个就是神的家，就是教会。
This is the household of God, which is the church.
所以每个礼拜六我们到教会来，就是回到神的家。
So every Saturday when we come to the church, we come back to the house of God.
那这个教会要能够吸引人，最重要就是里面需要有神的爱。
And so, what attracts people the most in this church is the love of God.
所以不论你到哪里去哦，都很想去教会。
So no matter where you go, then you really want to go to church.
因为有神同在，有神的爱。
Because there is the abidance of God and there is the love of God.
这个是教会跟社会任何一个团体不同的地方。
This is what differs, how the church differs from any organization in society.
社会的团体是强调共同的利益，个人的利益。
Any other organization, emphasizes on the individual.
或者我们个人的喜好。
Or each person's interests.
但是教会是强调神的爱。
But the church emphasizes the love of God.
那这个会有什么不同？
And what is the difference?
这个神的爱的表现有几个很特别的特色。
There are a few qualities of the demonstration of God's love.
第一个特色就是接纳。
The first quality is acceptance.
接纳不管你是谁神都爱你。
It doesn't matter who you are, God loves you.
好，我们现在来看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
好，加拉太书的第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
好，第三章的二十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 27. Galatians 3:27. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
好，然后二十八节。
28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
Okay. 二十七节讲哦，受洗归入基督，都是披戴基督。
It says in verse 27 that all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
所以受洗很重要。
So baptism is very important.
受洗罪得洗干净，才归入到基督里面。
When we are baptized, and our sins are washed away, then we belong to Christ.
不管我们过去罪有多深。
No, it doesn't matter how sinful we were before.
现在我们披戴基督的义。
Now we have been clothed with the righteousness of Christ.
就是穿上白衣服。
Which is a white robe.
啊，来到神面前。
And we come before God.
啊，那二十八节。
And in verse 28.
不分犹太人，不分希腊人，不分种族。
There is neither Jew nor Greek, so the race does not matter. 哦，
那种族跟文化是连在一起的。
And ethnicity is often tied with culture.
哦，所以教会是接纳。任何一个种族，任何一个文化的地方。
So the church accepts any type of ethnicity or any culture.
但是每一个文化都不一样啊。
But every culture is different.
所以教会不强调个别的文化。
So the church does not emphasize any particular culture.
你是中国人，所以教会要强调中国人的什么文化，教会不做这个。
You are Chinese, so. Well, the church does not emphasize the Chinese culture.
哦，那你是美国土生土长的，所以强调美国文化，教会不做这个。
You grew up in the United States, so the church emphasizes on U.S. culture. The church does not do that.
一强调文化就分了。
Because once culture is emphasized, then there will be divisions in the church.
那不强调文化，那么怎么在一起呢？
And so, how can we all be together if we do not emphasize on culture?
要在主耶稣里面创造新的文化。
In Christ, we must create a new culture.
啊，那新的文化是什么？
And what is this new culture?
主耶稣怎么接纳我们？我们要接纳别人。
How the Lord Jesus accepted us, we must accept others.
这个就是新的文化。
This is the new culture.
哦，所以不分种族。
So there is neither Jew nor Greek.
好，那接下去。自主为奴的。
Next, there is neither slave nor free.
啊，这个就是社会的所谓阶级。
So this is about status in society.
有的阶级是明显的。
Sometimes the division of status is very obvious.
啊，如果你到印度去哦，那个阶级是很明显的。
So in India, the classes, what the social class you are in is very clear.
那难道美国就没有阶级吗？
In the U.S., is it true that there are no social classes?
那为什么大家会强调 middle class? 那不是阶级吗？
Is not the middle class a class?
那这个阶级怎么分的？
So how are classes differentiated?
用你的经济情况来分的。
It is differentiated by your income.
那如果有 middle class, 那一定有上有下。
So there's a middle class and there's a high class and a low class.
但是到教会里来，不管你开什么车子，你的经济情况怎样，主耶稣接纳，我们就要接纳。
But when you come to church, it doesn't matter what car you drive, how high your income is. If the Lord accepts you, then the church will accept you.
这个是教会的特色。
This is the church.
因为我们强调神的爱，他是接纳的。
Because we emphasize the love of God, which is accepting.
如果神设立条件
，If the Lord has criteria,
谁能够达到神的条件呢
？If he has a certain standard, who can reach it?
没有一个人达到神的条件。
Not a single person.
所以神的接纳是没有条件的。
So God does not have a criteria for whom he selects.
那没有条件，这个叫做爱。
And since there is no criteria, this is love.
那你设下条件就是现实。
If you have a criteria, then this is a restriction.
你没有达到这个，你就不能被接纳。
If you
那个是现实的，这不是爱啊。
Certain criteria, then you are not loved, and this is not that is not love.
那我再下去。
And
不论男或者女。
Next, there is neither male nor female.
不论性别的。
It doesn't matter the gender.
所以不管在社会上怎么分一个人。
So it doesn't matter how in society how you are classified.
那是社会。
That is a society.
在教会里面，我们都是神的儿女。
In the church, we are all children of God.
结果你会在你的家里面分吗？
Would you divide into classes in your own family?
我这个孩子书读的比较好，我比较爱他。这个书读的不好，我就不太爱他。会这样吗？
This child is more studious, so I love him more. This child is not as studious. I don't love him.
他长得很好，我就特别爱他。他长得不好看，我不爱他。会这样吗？
This one is better looking. I love them more. This one is not as good looking.
如果这样就不是家庭了。
If you do this, then this isn't a household.
我们父母爱儿女是不分的。
When a parent loves their children, they do not differentiate.
反而是那个不体面的、不聪明的，给他更多的爱。
And it is those who are not as smart, who are not as capable, we love them more.
所以我们要建设一个教会，就是要用神的爱来接纳。
So when we build up the church, we must be accepting with the love of God.
当一个人走离了偏离的路，
when a person goes astray,
信仰开始流失的，
and they go astray in their faith.
那为什么人会信仰流失？
How come a person can go astray in their faith?
圣经更能告诉我们哦，浪子有两个原因。
The Bible tells us that the prodigal son, there were two reasons.For him departing.
第一个是撒该。
The first is Zacchaeus.
那主耶稣召他从树上下来。
Lord Jesus called him down from the tree.
救恩今天临到你家。
Salvation has come to your house today.
为什么？
And why?
他是失而复得。
Because he was a son that was lost.
复得又得到
了 ，and he came back.
那撒该迷失在哪里
？And in what way was Zacchaeus lost?
迷失在钱。
In terms of his money.
所以他多收了很多钱，得罪很多人，他变成罪人。
And so he became a sinner.
那另外一个例子就是主耶稣讲浪子回头。
The other example is the parable of the prodigal son.
那浪子为什么会离开父亲？
Why did the son leave his father?
为着自由。
Because of freedom.
离开父亲，所以什么都可以做啊。
Once he leaves his father, he can do whatever he wants.
所以为什么人选择不信神？
So why do people choose to not believe in God?
因为不信神很自由，你要做什么就做什么。
Because you have more freedom, you can do whatever you want.
那一旦信神就不自由了。
And when you believe in God, suddenly you lose your freedom.
所以人信仰会流失啊。
So when people lose their faith.
因为社会的文化强调第一个快乐。
Because society first emphasizes on pleasures.
你会快乐就去做吧。
If it makes you happy, then go do it.
第二个强调自由。
It also emphasizes freedom.
你想自由，你就去做吧。
If you want to do it, then you do it.
这个就是现在人，特别是年轻人流失的重要原因。
This is one of the main reasons why young people leave.
特别再加上钱财。
And when you add money to the
equation. 因为钱越多，代表你生活水准越高。
The more money you have, the higher quality of your life.
但是当一个人流失再回头的时候，
But when a person is lost and comes back,
我们看神怎么接纳他。
We look at how God accepts him.
我们看路加福音十五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 15.
路加福音的十五章。
Luke chapter 15.
十五章的二十三节。
Chapter 15, verse 23. And bring the fattened calf, slaughter it, and let's eat and celebrate. 24. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they began to celebrate.
这个父亲说，我们可以吃喝快乐。
And so, this father said, let's eat and celebrate.
因为我们这个儿子是死而复得，是失而又得的。
Because this son of mine was dead and has come back to life, was lost and has been found.
如果这个浪子没有回头，
if this son did not return,
因为到最后去吃猪吃的东西啊，
he was eating what the swine ate.
到最后就是死啊。
In the end, he would have died.
所以他是死而复活。
So he was dead and has resurrected.
他是迷失的又失而又得。
He was lost and has been found.
所以我们从头看哦，这个父亲没有讲一句责备的话。
So this father did not say one word of rebuke.
不是浪子没有错。
It wasn't that the son was not did not commit any wrongdoing.
他也知道自己有错，所以他说：“我得罪了天，我得罪了你。”
He knew that what he did was wrong, which is why he said, "I have sinned against heaven and sinned against you."
但是当一个父亲看到自己的儿子已经没有又回来，那个是何等的高兴！
But when a father sees his son return home, then he is very happy.
本来要吃猪吃的，现在回来享受父亲家里面丰盛的宴席。
Before he was eating what the pigs ate, but now he could come back and enjoy the feast.That his father has prepared for him.
所以他的人生开始有盼望啊。
And so his life now has hope.
所以我们对信仰已经流失的，要常常帮他们祷告。
And so for those who have went astray in their faith, then we must pray for them.
让我们看到一个人回来，要接纳。
And when we see a person come back, then we must accept them.
让他跟神去重新调整关系。
We help them to reestablish their relationship with God.
因为他这样就是死而复活。
Because in that way, they come back to life.
所以如果一个人流失不愿意回来，他最后就连属灵生命都没有了。
And so when a person is lost and they do not come back, then they lose their spiritual life.
所以我们要做到愿意去接纳迷失的回头。
And so we must be willing to accept those who were lost and have returned.
我记得有一个姐妹，回到教会来，她已经无路可走了。
I remember there was a sister who came back and she was at a dead end.
我仔细看十戒大概至少她犯了两戒，很严重的罪。
And so she has transgressed two of the Ten Commandments.
她每天到教会来哭，来祷告。
And so every day she came to the church and she would cry when she prayed.
但是很奇妙。过了一段时间，他得圣灵了。
It's very miraculous that after some time she received the Holy Spirit.
然后神又一步一步解决他生活的困难。
And step by step, God resolved the problems in her life.
所以在人看这个已经是好像神不要的人。
And so for other people, she's seen as somebody who God no longer wants.
但是回到教会神的家里面，神重新看顾他。
But she once she returned from and returned back to church, God looked over her.
那他跟神的关系就让他跟神重新建立啊，但是我们要接纳。
And so her relationship with God was rekindled, but we must accept.
这是教会一个特色。
So this is one attribute of the church.
接纳
To be accepting.
好，那我们现在来看约翰一书的第四章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
第四章的十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 18. Verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love.
这个地方讲，爱里没有惧怕。
It says here there is no fear in love.
因为惧怕含有刑罚。
Because fear involves punishment.
爱里没有惧怕。
So there is no fear in love.
当我们要加入这个大家庭，我们是不是会有惧怕？
So when we join into this big family, is there fear?
哦，爱里没有惧怕。
There is no fear in love.
哦，所以我们教会哦，要一直追求在神的爱上一直完全。
So the church continuously pursues to be perfected in God's love.
哦，所以教会里面呢，不要讲人的是非。
So let us not talk about or gossip in the church.
哦，然后不要讲人的缺点。
Or talk about the weaknesses of other people.
因为这没有造就人。
Because this does not edify.
而且如果这个变成文化，以后人不敢来教会。
And if this becomes the culture of the church, then people will not want to come anymore.
哦，不管谁有什么缺点。
Doesn't matter what weaknesses other people have.
就好像我们自己家人的缺点。
It is like the weaknesses of our members of our own family.
哦，我们需要为他祷告，接纳他。
We must pray for them and accept them.
啊，时间到了，神感动他，人就会一直在进步。
And so when the time comes and God moves them, then they will improve.
没有完全之前呢，每个人都有缺点。
Before perfection, everybody has their weaknesses.
所以为什么还活着？
And shortcomings, and so why do we live?
因为神要我们越来越完全。
We live because God wants us to become more and more perfect.
所以一个人哦还没有完全之前，要彼此接纳。
So when a person is not yet perfect, then we must be accepting of one another.
不是彼此议论。
We should not do the opposite.
那这样哦，我们来到教会就没有害怕。
And so when we come to church, there will be no fear.
哦，这是我们要建立的一个教会。
So this is the church that we build up.
好，那《使徒行传》里面在讲哦，当他们信耶稣以后啊，他们的生活有什么改变
？In the book of Acts, it records how the lives of the believers changed after they believe in Jesus.
好，我们来看，四十四节。
Chapter 2:44。
使徒行传第二章四十四节。
Acts chapter 2:44。And all the believers were together and had all things in common.
四十五节。
Verse 45. And they would sell their property and possessions and share them with all, to the extent that anyone had need.
四十六节。
46. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple.And breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart. 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
在41节讲哦，三千个人受洗。
In verse 41, it records that 3,000 people were baptized.
然后42节他们过新的生活。
Verse 42, they lived a new life.
有四个内容。
And there were four things they did.
遵守使徒的教训。
They continually devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
彼此团契啊，交接。
And they had fellowship.
擘饼祈祷。
And the breaking of bread and prayer.
然后四十四节开始就在讲这个大家庭的生活。
Starting from verse 44, it talks about the life of this new big family.
他们都在一处，房屋共用。
They were together and had all things in common.
然后四十六节。
Verse 46.
常常在殿里，在家里擘饼，欢喜诚实心用饭。
So they were breaking bread from house to house and in the temple, and they had gladness and sincerity of heart.
所以我们每个礼拜六来聚会这个中餐很重要。中餐就是一个爱餐，就是一个大家庭的聚会。
And so every Saturday on the Sabbath.When we have our meal, this is very important.
你看一个家庭如果能够聚在一起吃一顿饭晚餐呢，那是非常好的。
So it's a good thing when a family gathers together and has a meal together.
你如果吃饭时间大家拿着饭，有的看手机，有的看电视，那个家庭就不像家庭了。
During a family gathering, if everybody's just looking at their phones or watching TV, then this is not very good.
我们在一起吃饭，这是一个团契的时间。
So when we have a meal together, this is a time to fellowship.
这也是一家人的表现。
This is the demonstration of,、of being a one family.
哦，所以教会不是说来聚会坐一坐，聚完会一下人不见了。
And so, coming to church, we shouldn't just come, sit and listen, and then after the service is over, we leave.
哦，这个不是家庭生活的方式。
This is not, the life of a family.
哦，所以好，我们要啊常常在一起。
So we must be together often.
那有时候我们常常发现哦。教会的同龄比自己没有信主的亲兄弟姐妹更亲。
Sometimes we may feel that we are closer to brothers and sisters in the church than our own family members who do not believe.
这个自己的亲兄弟如果他没有信主，你讲到最后没话可讲，你要讲什么？
For those who are our own family members who are not believers, sometimes we do not know what to talk about.
但是这个教会的弟兄姐妹，他有神的爱，有神的道，有神的恩典，一起团聚，有时候讲不完啊。
But for the brothers and sisters in the church, they have the grace, blessing, and the love of God. So sometimes when we speak to each other, we cannot stop talking.
那这个自己家里的弟兄姊妹，这是血亲，因为同一个父母。
And so for our brothers and sisters in our own families, we are related by blood.
哦，但是教会的弟兄姊妹，这是神的爱。
But in the church, we are related by God's love.
哦，所以神的爱啊，好像死一样强。
And so God's love is as strong as death.
所以你看，使徒教会遇到逼迫，他们就搬到安提阿，都在一起。
And so, in the apostolic church, when they faced persecution, they all moved to Antioch.
而且继续传福音。
And they continue to preach the gospel.
这个关系也没有办法被切断，因为这是神的爱。
Their relationship was not to be cut off because they were they had the love of God.
所以有时候你到非洲的丛林去，跪下去祷告，他们也用灵言祷告，一起啊，你就发现很亲了。
And so when you go to Africa, when youKneel down and pray in the spirit, and they also do so. Then you will be very close.
为什么？因为我们有相同的父亲。
Because we have the same father.
有相同神的爱。
We have the love of God.
相同的大家庭。
We are of this one family.
这非常的好。
And this is very good.
好，那这个大家庭哈，最有盼望的地方是什么
？What is the greatest hope? For this family.
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
十四章的第二节。
Chapter 14, verse 2.
请。
In my Father's house are many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you, because I am going there to prepare a place for you.
这里主耶稣告诉门徒，在我父的家有许多住处。
It says here, in my Father's house are many rooms.
所以诸位，我们大家都有相同的父亲。
So we all have the same father.
就是主耶稣。
Which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个父的家是天国。
The Father's house is heaven.
然后我们看第三节。
Let's read verse 3.And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you also will be.
主耶稣讲啊，我为你们预备地方，我就要来接你到我去的地方。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again and will take you there.
多马就讲啊，那一条路我怎么知道呢？
And then Thomas said, Lord, how do you know the way?
第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣就说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
要借着主耶稣才能够回到父那里去。
Only through the Lord Jesus can we go to the Father.
几年前呢，我的家哦，我弟兄姐妹有四个住在 Bay Area.
A few years ago, I had four of my own brothers and sisters living in the Bay Area.
就约定啊，一年聚会一次，聚餐一次。
And so every year we would gather and have a reunion.
那聚餐完就照一张全家照。
And after that reunion, we will take a family photo.
我现在看看哦，一共照了三张相。
And so we took three photos.
那接下去呢？一个哥哥搬到台湾养老。
Afterwards, my older brother moved to Taiwan.
那另外一个姐姐，回天家去了。
And my older sister has went back to the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们在地上的家哦，总是有离别的机会时候啊。
And so our earthly house is temporary.
但是我们有一个天家。
But we have a heavenly house.
我们将要回到那个地方。
And it's a house that we will return to.
那是永远的聚集。
And that is a eternal gathering.
那这就是我们真正的盼望。
And this is our true hope.
所以能够跟神的家有份，这是非常好的一件事情。
And so it is a great blessing to be a part of God's house.
唱诗。
We sing him.
我们唱诗改一首199首。
Sing him 199.